The Danny Kaye Show. Yes, it's the Danny Kaye Show with Eve Arden, Lionel Sander, yours truly, Ken Niles, and the outstanding music of America's top band, Harry James and his music makers. Entertainment, we present the amazingly amusing talents of the one and only Danny Kaye. Tonight we find that a new interest has entered into Danny Kaye's complicated life. For as we open the door that leads into his hotel room, we find him trying to teach his new dog a few tricks with the assistance of Lionel Sanders.
All right, now sit up. Attaboy, sit up. Up. That's it. Now roll over. Roll over. Attaboy. Now, lay down and play dead. Play dead. That's a good dog. Now, hold your paws up. Paws up. There's a good fella. Okay, thanks, Lionel. Now, to let you if the dog can do it.
Fine. I bet you he won't catch on as fast as I did.
Well, we'll see. Now, come here, Fletcher. All right, now, Fletcher, come on. Sit up. See, Lionel? He did it the first time.
He's smart, all right. What kind of a dog is he, Danny?
Oh, he's a genuine Tennessee bear hound.
No.
Yes. That's his bear.
Well, I don't know about bears, but he sure brought something between here and Tennessee. Now, look at him.
Yeah, you're right, Lionel. That's terrible. He's got fleas, you know. Yeah, I wonder how to get rid of him.
They're very annoying. I've had him several times.
How did you get rid of him?
Who got rid of him?
Maybe I'd better dip you both in kerosene.
Hello,
Johnny.
Hello, kid. What's that?
That's my dog, Fletcher.
Yeah.
Evie, isn't that sweet? He likes your leg makeup.
Well, let him buy his own. It's $2 a bottle.
Yeah.
You know, Evie, he's a genuine Tennessee bear dog and smart as a whip.
Yeah, I bet Lionel Sanders can do more tricks than he can.
You're wrong, Miss Garden. He beat me fair and square.
Fletcher is a very talented animal, really. Knows music and everything.
What does he sing? Please?
I'm serious, Evie. Fletcher is very musical. Come on, Fletcher. Let's put on a show for your Aunt Evie.
Yeah.
All right, you ready? La 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 la. La 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 la.
Well, a canine Crosby.
Yeah, and that is all he can do. Fletcher, how much is 1 + 1?
Hey, Danny, find him on
that. All right, Lionel. How much is 2 and 2?
Wait a minute. You gave him 1 and 1.
Look, I hate to interrupt these mental acrobatics, but if Mr. Burke, the manager of the hotel, finds that dog in here, you're going to be in trouble.
Well, then it's up to us to see that Mr. Burke doesn't find this dog in here. Quiet, Fletcher. Fine time to be smart. Who is it?
Mr. Burke, the manager.
Oh, Lionel, quick, hide Fletcher. Put him in the closet, will you? Come in. Hello, Mr. Burke. Nice day, isn't it?
Is it?
Well, it was.
Very unsettled weather and conversation we're having.
Mr. Kaye, my house detective tells me he saw you coming up the back stairs with a dog.
A dog? You mean D-O-G dog?
I don't mean C-A-T dog. Now, if we're through with this stone, B, I'd like you to explain what that package of dog biscuits is doing there on the table.
Dog biscuits? You mean...
Yes, I mean D-O-G biscuit. That's a funny way to spell biscuit.
Oh, this dog biscuit. Yes, of course. They're Lionel. Go ahead, Lionel. Eat one for the man.
Go
ahead and eat one.
Oh, all right. Two.
She's a real tasty. Let me have another one, Danny.
Now, don't stuff yourself, Lionel. Remember, you've got a dinner date with Lassie.
You see, Mr. Burke, you got all excited over nothing. Besides, if somebody did have a very exceptional dog, one with a lot of talent, why couldn't he live here?
I don't care anything about talent. It's the noise. I threw a musician out last week because he played his violin all day long. All you could hear was da 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 da.
Hoo,
hoo, hoo, hoo. Ah, just as I thought, you do have a dog in here. He's in that car.
Quiet, Fletcher, quiet. Mr. Burke is a very nice man. He's the manager of the hotel.
Mr. K, I'll thank both you and the dog to stop licking my hand. I'll get this dog out of the hotel at once, you understand?
Mr. Burke, I warn you, if this dog goes, I go too.
An excellent idea. Why didn't I think of that?
If Mr. K goes, I go too.
Fine. This is getting better every minute.
Come on, Lionel, let's go.
Danny, before you get too impulsive, remember there's a housing shortage.
No, I don't care about that. Come on, Fletcher.
Nice little doggy, what a good dog.
Come on, we'll find the place, won't we? See, Evie will call you just as soon as we find a house to live in.
All right, but by that time, I might be too old to answer the phone.
Well, while our dispossessed trio go off in search of living quarters, Kitty Collins joins Harry James and his music makers in their new arrangement of I'm Beginning to See the Light.
I never cared much for moonlit skies.
Many hours have passed, and we find Danny, Lionel, and Fletcher trudging along the street, searching in vain for a place to live.
God, Danny, we come this town and ain't a business to be anywhere.
No, we mustn't get discouraged, Lionel. See, Fletcher's getting a little bit beat, too.
Oh, that we were first. All we'd have to do is pick up a few twigs, build ourselves a nest, and we'd be all set.
Mm-hmm. Lionel, you and I and the dog would look pretty silly living in the crotch of a tree.
Say, I got an idea. Let's send Fletcher into a butcher shop to steal a string of pounds for it.
What for?
So, you see, then maybe they'll put all three of us in a dog pound for a couple of weeks.
With our luck, they just take Fletcher.
Where are the characters you see on this street? Get on this guy coming towards us with a big hat, white mustache, and a goatee.
Good old boy.
I beg your pardon, gentlemen, but isn't this your dog a Tennessee Bear Hound?
Yes, sir, he is.
Dead on it. Finest animal that walks on 4 feet. Permit me to introduce myself. I am Colonel Eustace J. Oglethorpe.
But glad to know you, Colonel, sir. Glad to know you.
My name is Daniel K.
Daniel K. What?
That's all, Colonel. Just Daniel K. That's all.
Well, sir, I might have known that I saw that fine bear hound. He belongs to a southern gentleman, sir. You are from the south, aren't you?
No, but I'd be glad to move there if I could get a room.
I beg your pardon, sir, but you seem to have lost your southern drawl.
Oh, I was just flying around, Colonel. I like to get around like that. You see, I'm an actor.
Yeah, and what good for, sir? Meeting a Tennessee bear hound and an actor all the same day.
Well, it's been nice meeting you, too, but haven't got a place to live in, and it's getting late, you know.
If I met with you about that soda prison, I'd like to offer you the haven of Colonel Eustace J. Oglethorpe, the experimental theater for eager amateurs.
Live in a room, creator?
Well, sir, there are rooms there. Ample room for all of you.
Well, Colonel, it's nice of you to offer us your hospitality, but you hardly know us.
Sir, I declare that any man that owns a Tennessee bear hound is a friend of mine.
Mean, sir, I declare that any man that owns an empty room is a friend of mine. Yes. Gosh, Evie, isn't this a cute little theater? I think it's going to be a swell place for me to live.
Well, it's as good a place as the Phantom of the Opera had. And that Colonel Oglethorpe, if he doesn't stop calling me his magnolia blossom and pinching my cheek, I'm going to tie his goatee to his shoelaces and roll him around the block.
I always wondered about them goatees. Who started them? People or goats?
Colonel, stop wondering and open the door.
Oh.
Well, hello, what can I do for you?
I'm a lonely man. Here's the Colonel's bundle.
Oh, is it? When did he send it out?
August 1943.
August 1943?
Yes, I know. This was a special.
You know, it must be pretty rough in your business with this manpower shortage.
Oh, isn't it a man? My wife says there's always been a manpower shortage in our house.
I'm afraid you're just being modest.
Thanks. What are all these people going here? Is the Colonel finally going to put on one of my plays?
One of your plays? What plays have you written?
A Hooten the Heather, Meet Me in Pomona Mona, and Forever Adonine.
When did you ever find time to do the laundry?
Oh, my wife does the laundry. She bends over the white scrub all day, and I bend over the typewriter. If I ever sell a play, we're going to straighten up and fly right.
Well, I hope it's soon.
I got a new one here if you're trying to look him over.
Oh, sure, I'll be glad to. Let me see you. Says, Uncle Daniel's cabin. Say, this sounds interesting. Come with us to the land of chivalry, the deep sea, where the youth is increased, he gets slapped in the knee. Our play takes place in little southern town,
that is best described on page 328 of Lock and Paws and Ghosts of the Ocean Golden Slang of the Hay, Slang of the Ghost, Ocean Slang and Grief. Or better known to your local lending library as Gone with the Wind. Oh, that's fine. We walk down the main street, turn to the right on the next street, and there it stands. Uncle Dan's Tavern.
Uncle Daniel, there hasn't been a customer in this here roadhouse in weeks.
I know it, Lily, I know it. Topsy's place across the road is doing all business.
Yes, Uncle Daniel. All the buses stop there. I wonder why.
Well, all the people have been riding for 8 hours. They got to stop somewhere. People got to eat, you know.
Well, they just better start eating here. Simon McGee holds a big mortgage on this place, and it's due tonight, and if you don't pay up, out in the cold you go.
Is it really cold outside?
Cold? Well, Uncle Dan, when I walked over here, I met Mason, and he was wearing Dixon's snuggies.
He'd do that.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I can't let Simon McGee take away this little old cabin. This place I once echoed to the laugh of little old children. Oh, no, this cabin where I used to hear the patter of tiny feet. Pitter-patter, pitter-patter. And sometimes you heard patter-pitter, patter-pitter. That was my backward brother.
Well, Uncle Dan, if I'm not being too nosy, how are you going to pay the mortgage? Have you got any money, honey?
No, baby.
Have you got any collateral?
No, baby.
Then what have you got?
I got a song. I got a song. What kind of song? I got a railroad song. I got a railroad song. Railroad needs a hammer. Hammer got to be. Railroad gets a hammer. Back at our hammer is little old me. Railroad needs a track. Little me lays a track. Now then come the fast. The big old train come whistling by. He puffing your face and spitting your eyes. Choo-choo! Goodbye. That is a railroad song. I got a song, what kind of song? I got a bullfrog song. I got a bullfrog song. Bullfrog needs a big swamp. Big swamp's got to be. Bullfrog gets a big swamp. And back of that swamp lives a little old me. Bullfrog's got the cold. Ah, yes, don't you croak. Then he up and spoke. Oh, the brown boy sing and the bullfrog croak. But I got a dream that you is broke. Oh, big joke. That is a bullfrog song. That is a bullfrog song. That is a bullfrog song. Oh.
Perfectly beautiful, Uncle Daniel, but it don't pay up the mortgage, and here comes Simon McGee now.
Oh, how can I say that man? He's such a hard, cruel man. There isn't an ounce of mercy in his stony heart.
Oh,
oh. Are you the tough, stony-hearted Simon McGee?
I ain't saying it's funny. Now, about that mortgage, you better pay up. The last guy that didn't pay me is in the hospital.
He is?
Yeah. He is an intern.
Look here, Simon McGee. Won't you give me an extension?
Okay, you got me in there.
I knew you were a good old man, Simon McGee. You done have a heart of gold.
I have not. I'm not young, and you're not young. Come back.
I've got to think of a way to attract some business here. I've got it. I think I'm going to advertise at the ink spot to appear in here nightly.
The ink spot? You can't even afford a blotter.
Well, they're not really going to be here. I'm just going to imitate them.
Oh, now that I'd like to see you imitating the ink shop.
Well, all right, I'll do that for
you. If I do it,
then he goes to me to please him.
Just as all of you.
No, you can't go away like that. Only leave me room.
Now, hold on a second. Now. A customer just came in.
Well, what are you standing there for? Get to work there.
Okay, Uncle Dan. Here you are. Get your cigars, cigarettes, safe, gasoline, and other picture postcards.
Good evening, sir.
Hello, I'd like to rent your place tomorrow evening for a dinner party. There'll be 800 people. Money is no object.
Did you hear that, either? We'll be able to pay off the mortgage.
Oh, just one thing. Be sure that Archie is here.
Archie? Who's Archie?
Ain't this Duffy's cabin?
No, this is Uncle Dan's cabin.
Cancel the all.
Oh, that's the last straw.
Oh, no, Uncle Dan, put down that gun. Don't shoot yourself.
It's too late. Honey, I've done punched it myself. This is the end. I'm sinking fast. Goodbye, little Eva.
Goodbye, Uncle Dan.
But before I go, I just want to say one thing.
Yes, Uncle Dan.
Please take care of my grandfather, Clark. Grandpa's still in it. He thinks it's a telephone booth.
I will, Uncle Dan.
And now I'm going.
Goodbye, Uncle Dan.
But before I go, I just want to say one thing.
Yes.
Evie, you can have my old banjo. If you want to play it, you'll find a string in my yellow pajamas.
I look forward, Uncle Dan.
And now I'm going.
Goodbye, Uncle Dan.
But before I go, I just want to say one thing.
What's that, Uncle Dan?
I'm a going.
Goodbye, Uncle Dan.
But before I go, I just want to say one thing.
Don't
say it! Then settle back and just sit tight while I start with you the attitude of doing right. You got to ask them to look the positive, to live minus the negative. Left on to the affirmative. Don't mess with Mr. Anderson. You gotta stretch your up to the maximum. Bring lean down to the minimum. Have faith or pandemonium liable to walk upon a tomb. To illustrate my last remark, journey in the world, Noah in the ark. What did they do? Yes, and everything looks good. Mama said, be better off. You wait for positive, you lean. Mom, it's the negative, blast off. To the affirmative, don't mess with nothing in between. Oh, good Lord knows that the world would be a mess if the world took a syllable Y-E-S. That's the onlyest way that the folks got help, cause you can't go forward with a backward step. Why, hear me, sister, while I take you through the ages, and we're looking where we're sitting on the history page. You'll find that infirmative right on the button would bring about a something that used to be a nothing. God did Eve say to Adam, Lord divided to his modern, and Gallagher to King, and Boston to the Bin, Jack Benny to Hello Buck, Mr. Chris to Mr. Robot, Anthony to Cleopatra, Bobby Stock to Sinatra. Accentuate, accelerate, accumulate, accommodate, articulate, assimilate, celebrate, deposit, eliminate, discriminate, eradicate, repudiate, obliterate, conjugate, fumigate, the negative. Now, latch on, catch on, snatch on the affirmative. Don't mess with Mr. Don't mess with Mr. Beware.
make a mountain out of a molehill. Don't build a mountain of lost spare parts. Keep the losses down to a molehill. Now, there's a good reason. The more food, ammunition, and material can be shipped in, now that means the faster you will get home. Don't cut by waste and misuse. Now, there's a good reason. The less room parts take, the more food, ammunition, and material can be shipped into the battle to finish off the enemy. Now, that means the faster you will get home. Don't cut into the available stock of parts by waste and misuse.
A list of men who've been decorated in this war, I think how many different kinds of people it takes to make America. Browns and Selinskis, Tones and Kellys, Moriello and Mullers. You know, they're all good American men, and I think they each have a message for us. They say we who bear these names have fought together, men of many different races and creeds, brothers in arms. And when this war is over, let all Americans continue to act as brothers. Brothers in peace.
Don't forget to be with us for the next Johnny K. Show. Ken Niles speaking. This is the Armed Forces Radio Service.
Copyright Golden Navy.